Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Peace of mind comes as standard with a Kia 7-year warranty.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And 51551 is our text number. I only posted it a few weeks ago, a photograph of myself. Not really relevant, but Gay Bourne outside Bewley's back in the day when we used to present the Christmas Eve programme from Bewley's on Grafton Street. And there's Gay up on the balcony, that famous balcony of the famous building. Bewley's has announced they are closing. It's owned by the Campbell Group, and it's over 100 people made redundant because they don't see how they can reopen in the new distancing measures, because anyone who's been in Bewley's lately and the clippity-clappity-clatter of cutlery and crockery knows that it's extremely tight downstairs, and that's part of the atmosphere. People are up close and personal, be it under the Harry Clark windows or near the coffee roasting machine. But anyway, Niamh Hughes. Niamh, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you, Joe?
Good. You want to make a number of points about the closure of Bewley's?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just really sad, to be honest. I have read a number of things over the last couple of days just in relation to why they're closing. And obviously the COVID-19 has had a lot to do with this. But, you know, there's a lot of speculation that it's, you know, they're paying exorbitant rent to the Ronan Group as well. And I'm devastated. I'm sure I'm not the only one. And I'm just wondering if there's any kind of, proposals to kind of back Bewley's in the hope of, you know, doing something to save the cafe. It's such a beautiful building. And, all my life I remember going in with my nana, my mum, and I have two girls now, and we've started the tradition of going in a few times a year as a treat. And it's just, it's such a beautiful building, but the staff are lovely. To imagine it being closed for good, it's just really sad.
Okay, and just on the comments about the rent. Now, developers are entitled to charge whatever rent they want if they can get it, but the building is leased by the RGRE Group, which Grafton Group, which people will remember from NAM. I think they went down with 2.7 billion debts when the property boom collapsed, and 1.7 billion, which was owed to NAMA, the National, and I think Treasury Holdings even owned the building that NAMA are now based in. But anyway, this is the comment from Bewley's, just to give people a historical. Bewley's last year withheld its rent for the second quarter, which resulted in receiving a 21-day statutory demand from the landlord, threatening to wind up the company for non-payment. Bewley's chief executive last November said losses at the Grafton Street Cafe were due to its near 1.5 million annual rent, which he describes as excessive and a legacy from the Celtic Tiger boom. Following the crash in 2008, Bewley's fought an unsuccessful campaign to have the rent cut in half to $7.25 effectively, which had been suggested by a third party arbitrator. And the cafe has been subsidised, according to Bewley's, in recent years by the wider Bewley's group. And this is a statement from Johnny Ronan's company. We are saddened and surprised by the news that the iconic Bewley's Cafe in Grafton Street is to close, especially as we attempted to engage with the Campbell family over the last few weeks to reach a mutually acceptable outcome after the company declared that it was taking a rent holiday. Our preferred solution has always been for Bewley's as a Dublin institute which belongs on Grafton Street to reopen its doors as soon as it can. However, the Ronan Group has made it clear to Bewley's on numerous occasions that we are not in a position to subsidise its business when its shareholders are perfectly capable of doing so. Bewley's is a successful and profitable company and has generated significant earnings for its shareholders over the period of many years. We call on the Campbell family to enter into meaningful dialogue with the Ronan Group to see if this unfortunate outcome can be avoided. Now, that would be interesting. That's, I presume that has the imprimatur of Johnny Ronan saying we are willing to talk. Now, the other context is this video that started circulating, two videos actually in the last few days, circulated by the photographer Páirc O'Loughlin, well, he's an investigative journalist as well, and it's apparently it was made in Cape Town. Now, Johnny Rowan's saying it was in February, but it comes across that in a group of which Johnny Ronan is a participant, and they're in a bar, and which they're entitled to be, and enjoying themselves in the sunshine, which they're entitled to do, they are laughing at the coronavirus back in Ireland. And indeed, one of the group holds up a bottle of Corona at one stage and says, we want to send this Corona and the other type of Corona back to NAMA, which, given that NAMA is funded by us and we took the hit and will for generations on bailing out developers like Johnny Ronan, seemed a little bit gratuitous to some people. You've seen those videos, Niamh.
I did. I mean, obviously, you know, they were hard to watch, but to be honest, not really surprising, Joe. Like a lot of people, you know, I think that's what the Irish people have come to resent about big developers who, you know, before the crash, you know, had the deepest pockets, you know, flying private jets, all the rest. So to see that, you know, with what is happening in the current climate, he's behaving this way, you know, I don't know a lot about him or the group. I know that I see they're hoarding all over town. Just to go back to their statement, Joe, about the company taking a rent holiday, I think, again, with everything going on with the current restrictions and all that kind of thing, to refer to it as a rent holiday is a bit strange as well. I get certain points of the statement, but I think, you know, ultimately I don't know if I'd believe the fact that they did really suggest that they enter into any meaningful negotiations.
Well,
they
have, well, in fairness, they have said it publicly now, and we've read it out.
Yeah,
so
I
presume.
I would imagine that. I mean, he strikes me, Johnny Ronan, as the type of person who will, you know, sell the lease to the highest bidder. And I think what's going to happen is this beautiful building that was restored a number of years ago and the Harry Clark windows and all the fabulous sculptures, you know, it provides more than just a service like a coffee shop. You know, it provides a beautiful space for all Dublin, including the theatre, and there's social consequences.
Yeah, but business is business. I remember on Christmas Eve last on Grafton Street, as we do be. I don't know if we'll be there this year. Hopefully we will, but I remember walking around to Bewley's at about 7:45, and there was a queue outside to get into Bewley's. And people actually had reservations for breakfast. I think Paddy Campbell was there at the time, the face of Bewley's, and a very good artist as well. But they were busy. But Johnny Ronan is a businessman. You know, that's his job. He makes profits, and he puts his profits back into buildings, and it comes round and round, and he takes gambles, and he takes punts, and
there does seem to need to be a little bit of leeway with what's going on the past few months to allow, you know, businesses that have, you know, that are on their knees now to protect their company and their staff. I've never had a bad experience in that cafe. Absolutely delightful.
Well, I see other people now are piling in to talk about this this video. And it has been retweeted a lot of times. I don't know if the sound will fully explain what Páirc O'Loughlin has. Páirc O'Reilly. It's at Páirc_O'Reilly. What he's tweeted. But this is the second clip, and this features, as far as I can recall, I know Eddie Irvine, everyone knows Eddie, the sunglasses, a bottle of Corona in his hand, which he's entitled to do. And they're in Cape Town in South Africa. Johnny Ronan is there, it's Bahamas Short, and I think the other person is, I don't know who the other person is, so I shouldn't say think. This is the clip of what they were saying in this video, which has gone public.
Make sure you tune into next edition tomorrow.
That's it for today. But Eddie, I think it's a good idea. We should bring a couple of crates of Corona back to NAMA. Bring a couple of crates of Corona into NAMA. Not the liquid stuff. Though. Not having the liquid stuff.
I dare not say anything because. This program. Oh, brandy over.
And what that party was saying, it's the three lads together, three amigos, I presume. And one of the party says, Eddie has a bottle of Corona in his hand, which is entitled to, says, I think we send a few bottles of Corona back to NAMA. And I don't mean the liquid sort. Is that what he said? I don't know if that's totally comprehensible. this, then they say they filmed this 3 months before the pandemic, but this is the first clip where they are talking about the coronavirus again in Cape Town in South Africa, and it's Philip Cassidy, who's a former Olympic cyclist, and Johnny Ronan.
Only after arriving this morning. They're accused of having the part of corona.
I don't think so.
Well, they said they have to go into quarantine. And it could be at least 3 weeks before we leave. Come on.
Oh, jeez.
We make proper.
Can we see? Shall we get behind the corona sign? For 1 minute. Just 1 second.
Oh, my God.
I feel better already.
Well, ladies,
I found three nurses.
Well, is it 3 weeks or a month you have to stay?
3 years.
What's the guy's name for?
What's the hurry home?
Yes.
Sorry, lads. We'll see you all in about probably 3 or 4 weeks. Yeah.
You come with it?
Depending on Johnny.
Okay, well, that's the lads on holidays, Niamh. But you say that to you is your image of a property developer that we got from the Celtic Tiger.
Well, do you know what it is? It's not all of them. Look, you know, they're representing what Ireland really hated about the big Celtic Tiger developers. And it seems like we're going back to that stage now where it's kind of a race to the bottom. Who can cover their rent? And there's no real authentic buildings. There's no real history going to be left on the main streets in Dublin to show your kids. You know, I went in with my girls over Christmas and there was a stunning exhibition up in the theatre by Paddy Campbell, who you rightly said is a fabulous artist. And it was Christmas morning scenes. They were all beautiful miniature sculptures and it was actually just magical.
It is
the only way you can describe it.
But remember, the Ronan Group are saying they were informed by Bewley's that the Bewley's were taking a rent holiday, which, if it's true, sounds... anyway, you can make your own mind up. We were informed by Bewley's that they were taking a rent holiday. We call on the Campbell family, who own Bewley's, to enter into meaningful dialogue with the Ronan Group to see if this unfortunate outcome can be avoided. 51551, wash your hands. Pat Doyle is in Longford. Pat, your point, please. Within legal, stay within the borders of the Ten Commandments, if you would, please. Go ahead, Pat.
All right, Joe. No, it's just that as a Dubliner, I think I'm really upset. I mean, would the Parisians stand by and watch them knock down the Eiffel Tower? That's my question. I'd begin by saying, first of all, I think perhaps this video is a bit of a red herring in the whole issue. We're getting our vision clouded by that. But Bewley's
if it's an indication of what they think of NAMA,
which bailed them out, and we
took the hit.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
We sent Corona to NAMA, you know, not the liquid sort.
Yeah, I know, yeah. And it's incomprehensible to think that expression was used, and it shows you the sort of respect and love perhaps that the guys haven't got for this country. But the question I'm asking really is, would the Parisians stand by and watch them knock down the Eiffel Tower? I doubt they would. And you see, I think us Dubliners, and now I don't live in Dublin anymore, haven't lived in there for quite a while. But
it's primarily foxes that live in the city centre of Dublin at the moment. But anyway...
I know, but Joe... I remember as a kid, you went down Grafton Street, you stood at one end, depending on how the breeze was blowing, you could smell Bewley's coffee.
Yeah.
Now, in latter years, I've worked as a tour guide, and one of the first things incoming tourists will say to you when they get to Dublin is, can you point me to Bewley's restaurant? It's known the world over. We forget that you might love or hate the guy. The Duke of Wellington was educated in that building. As was Robert Emmet, I believe. You know, so the building has such a history.
The plaques
to it.
Are there, you're right.
Yeah.
You know, why should we stand by? If Dublin Corporation had to buy it, and I mean, they've made some weird decisions in that place over the years, to look at
Dublin City Council said, sure, we've no money. We won't be getting rates.
Joe, they had the money when it came to the destroying Viking Dublin. They put people in jail over the building.
Well, they did. They didn't put. They haven't got the power to put people in jail. Well, so, Pat, you're saying nationalise Bewley's?
Something like that.
Well, given that we've nationalised private hospitals.
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't we? I mean, it's an iconic thing.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, it's very, very equivalent to the Eiffel Tower in Paris.
Okay, Rory, say there, Pat. 51551, my chance. Rory, good afternoon, Joe at RT.ie. You work in Bewley's.
I do, Joe, yeah. I was working there for a year, and I'm absolutely gutted that the building is basically closed. I think it's an institution to the people of Dublin and the people of Ireland, and I think it's sad that it's closed, you know?
And Rory, did you know it was before BC, before Corona, did you know it was losing money?
Well, yes, I would have been aware that it was losing money, yes, yeah.
But every time you went in, I haven't been in it, I say once in the last year, as I said, I stood outside on Christmas Eve.
I seen you Christmas Eve.
Yeah, very good. Sure, you didn't let me in. But not to worry, I didn't mind, I was working. But no, the point I'm making, Rory, every time I walked by it, it was hopping. There was queues outside.
Yeah.
How could a business that was so busy lose money? It's obviously the rent, according to Bewley's.
Yeah. Joe, I'm actually stunned. It's closed. I'm actually stunned. And as you say there, that the place was hopping. Like, as a staff member, we would be very under stress to keep everything going, keep the tea going. And if something went wrong, we'd be like, oh, God, you know, it's madness. So I can't believe it. I'm shocked.
So Rory, you can confirm that it's not for the lack of customers it's closing.
Pardon?
It's not for the lack of customers it's closing. It was always busy from morning to night.
No.
Okay. Well, the statement from Bewley said they're 1.5 million a year rent.
Yeah.
They have to pay to the Ronan Group. Who owned the building legitimately is what got them. Catherine Ryan, stay there, Rory, please. Catherine's in Babyborough and County Cavan. Your point, please, Catherine. Are you coming to me, Catherine? Catherine's not. She's not there. Okay, she will be because I see her full list there. 51551, wash your hands back after this.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Once again, sorry, it's Eddie Jordan in that clip, not Eddie Irvine. I keep getting them mixed up. I don't know either of them, except through the public. But it's Eddie Jordan, the racing manager, wasn't he? That's in the clip. And he's the one, again, as I say, nothing wrong with a bottle of Corona in his hand. And when he's asked to comment, he kind of waves at the camera saying, cut, he didn't want to say anything. And he didn't. Let me bring in Catherine. Are you there now, Catherine Ryan and Cavan? I'd soon find out. What a stupid question from Joe. Are you there, Catherine?
Hello, Joe. How
okay,
are you?
Your point, please.
Yes, my mother was a chocolatier in Bewley.
Oh, lovely.
Back in, she would have left in 1961 to go to America to marry my dad.
Right.
So she was there for about 20 years. And she always had such fond memories of Bewley's. The Bewley's were very good as employees to all the staff.
But they used to be owned by a Quaker family, the Bewley's. And they had a reputation of being very good to the employees. Well, all along, I think. Have you been in Bewley's recently, Catherine?
Well, when we go up to Dublin, I love to pop in and have a cup of coffee. And
was it busy?
Always busy.
Always busy, yeah. That's the point. I'm not all that stupid.
You never get a table.
How could a cafe that was busy all the time go under? And the reason it goes under is because, well, they said they were going under last year is because of the rent, and the rent represents one third of their income goes on rents before you go anywhere. It goes on the rent. But anyway, that's a big overhead. But you say even though she married Catherine's father, her one great love was another worker at Bewley's. What are you revealing?
Correct.
What are you revealing here,
Correct.
Catherine?
Well, when we came back from the States, I was only about 2.5. And when I was about 3, we went in one day and we went down to where they made the chocolates.
Yeah, okay.
And I remember the man opening this huge big oven and the huge big tray of fudge being taken out. And the smell, and he'd taken a knife and cutting it in slices and offered me a piece of this big, big lump of fudge. And I remember I bit into it and I was like, oh, it's so sweet. And
so nostalgic.
I can still taste it.
But a number, like Jamie Oliver's group went under, a lot of the cafes, Carluccio's went under, Debenhams is gone. There's a load of high street names gone, Oasis and various other places in the UK. But there's, like, Bewley's might come back.
Yeah, but Joe, before you go, Joe.
Yeah, Pat.
Bewley's was iconic in Dublin. Like I said, you know, people would be in awe if the council in Paris suddenly decided they were going to knock down the Eiffel Tower, and it
doesn't hold. The Eiffel Tower is a public, is owned by the public, and you pay to get into it. You don't pay to get into Bewley's.
Yeah, but Bewley's could be marketed on a basis that, you know, you can reserve a table there, pay a deposit, or, you know, nowadays we have the benefit of internet. You can use your debit or credit cards over the phone.
Okay, yeah, I know.
Book a reservation, but it's all to do with what happens.
I think
it's all down to what you're saying, Joe, and the word that comes to mind all the time is rent.
Isn't Grafton Street, wasn't it? Hasn't it got higher rents than Fifth Avenue in New York at one stage?
It was one of the highest, one of the highest in the world.
Yeah, Rory, and it's a beautiful street. It's so well built with all the little alleyways off it. Clarendon Street, George. Rory, when were you told you had no job?
We were told yesterday, before then it went out on the papers and before it went out online.
Okay, what, you got a letter or an email?
An email, basically,
And what did that...
I don't want to go into private matters within the company, but just because Bewley's, the cafe itself, the historic building is an institution, I can't believe that it could close, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe we could do something to kind of get the cafe back open again or do something, you know.
But what, Rory, were you told anything in the email about your rights, your statutory rights, redundancy payments, what were you were to do? Or
we have all that, that's all there, yeah.
And would most of the workers in Bewley, would you be members of a union, Rory?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. Well, that's a disadvantage if in a redundancy or in a closure situation, I think. But anyway, that's people's...
Well, could I just say, though, you know, in terms of Bewley's, like, on Grafton Street, there's actually nowhere to go for your breakfast. People used to come to Bewley's because they'd want the Bewley's breakfast. Yeah. The next place is St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre, and now Bewley's is gone. So, the iconic building is gone, you know?
And Bewley's, given that it faces onto the street directly, will be able to reopen if it's not going to happen now. Under the roadmap, we'll be able to reopen long before Stephen's Green Centre, because Stephen's Green Centre is a mall and it's nothing faces onto the street.
Yeah.
So they're the last to reopen, Liffey Valley, Blanche, Dundrum. But anyway, that's the scenario. Rory, above all, I'm sorry you lost your job.
It's really terrible. It's just, it's so awful. It's a landmark like that. It's just, I can't believe it. Like, it's just,
and is that your trade in the hospitality industry, Rory?
I am,
before?
Yeah, that was my first job. Okay. I can actually say my first job at Bewley's Grafton Street.
And is that what you wanted to do?
Yeah, well, I was hoping to have a career in there, you know, working my way up. You know, I'd love to be in a manager in, you know, in a couple of years' time, you know.
Well, you'd be a great front of house man, just judging by your conversation today.
Yeah.
But as I say, I'm so sorry and disappointed that you've lost your job, Rory. So mind yourself. You've enough to contend with. At this awful time. Mind yourself, Rory. Thanks indeed, Catherine Ryan. Thanks also,
Pat Doyle
is the marketing manager for the Eiffel Tower in Paris. Pat, well
good
done.
Good man.
51551 Nick the Lava.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe at RT.ie. Now, it's time and chance in this world, as you know. Bewley's announced that they're shutting down permanently. It's revealed that Johnny Ronan is the landlord of Bewley's. It's revealed that Bewley's have been fighting to no result at this stage to get their 1.5 million annual rent they paid to Johnny Ronan's company reduced, because they say it's a rent that's crippling them. And almost on the same day, two videos emerge with a group of friends, obviously, in a bar in beautiful Cape Town, obviously enjoying themselves, and that's allowed. And one of them is Philip Cassidy. Philip, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Okay. Philip, what were you thinking of?
Oh, well, look at Joe. It was at the time when we were down there. It was in February. Like the enormity of what was going to happen. The pandemic was, you know, what happened since. Mm-hmm. Nobody really could understand. I was totally responsible for the videos. I took the videos and in a good humoured private capacity.
Right.
I kept in a very private group, and somebody, it's months ago, and they came on stream two, three days ago. So I've no idea what.
Okay. And when were the two videos made on the same day?
One day after the other. I think one day. I can't remember, to be honest. But all within a very short period, anyway.
Okay. And what date were they made on?
29th of February.
The end of February. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The shutdown in Ireland was just over 2 weeks later, just before.
Exactly, and all I can say is this, for me, it's hugely stressful, because it's for anybody to think that would be at all disrespectful to the volunteers and the people and all the people who've been affected by the pandemic since, and both in business and medically, and the people have lost loved ones. It's just incredibly stressful, because it's the last thing, you know. I spend a lot of my time, most of my time, I was never a professional cyclist, but I spend the majority of my time doing charity work, charity cycles for different charities. And since that video, in actual fact, in the middle of April, I was asked by Cycle Against Suicide to get involved.
You're a great
in their
group,
campaign.
Yeah.
And I did a video and posted it. I don't post anything on social media generally, only in a private group on WhatsApp and my Facebook page.
A lot of us time and chance. Now you aren't being singled out, though. Who used the phrase we should send? Eddie Jordan has the bottle of Corona in his hand,
That was me, Joe.
And what did you say?
I said, look, it was all in the humour of the time. It's always been funny, and obviously wasn't being funny now. And I deeply regret and apologise to anybody who might be offended by it. But I said it. I said, look, maybe we bring a bottle of a bit. And everything was geared around the slant. At that stage,
okay, but you said maybe we should send a few, what?
Bring a case of Corona back to Nama, I think I said, or whatever it was.
Nama, yeah. Nama has a relevance now for Johnny Ronan and for the Irish people, because it's because of Nama and what happened. The haircut to gay property developments were immiserated for generations to come. But you said maybe we should send a few bottles to Nama and not just the liquid type. Is that the phrase?
That's what I said at the moment, and it's obviously not funny now, and I deeply regret it and apologise for it. And I don't know. Okay. I went through it myself. I was in property myself. I was never in Nama. I was never that level. But I almost lost my home and lost everything. Okay.
And Philip, have you been talking to Johnny Ronan and Eddie Jordan since the videos broke?
The annoying thing really is the first time I've ever met Eddie, and he's a pure gentleman. And it's obvious. It's obvious by the video he wanted nothing to do with any slants. And it's only in hindsight I was totally out of order by doing it, or even holding that delete at the time. But I speak to Johnny's getting a lot of coverage at the moment over Bewley's and being the developer. But again, from the background, I just know all the work that Johnny does behind the scenes for charities.
It was a charity cycle, wasn't it?
Well, we were there to support somebody we knew who was actually very sick with cancer at the time, and has subsequently passed on with cancer. And there was Cape Arden, it was a big cycle. It's the largest cycle event in the world in South Africa, in Cape Town.
And it's none of my business. But who are the women in the group? Are they customers at the bar?
No, wives and girlfriends of a group of people. A very nice set of people were there. And again, it was my idea. I asked the girls. I'd like to think I don't happen to drink in 15 years, so I had me full faculties. It wasn't beer or wasn't Corona or anything that was causing my... But I invited them over. I asked them, would you mind set the name of the video? I thought it was going to be funny at the time. As a private video, it was just purely a slant on the Corona beer, and that's what it was meant on. And absolutely, I've loads of people, loads of friends and relations who are in the medical field and in business, including myself. My own business is gone, wiped out as a result of this. So it's not funny at all.
But you wouldn't wish coronavirus on anybody, even your worst enemies.
No, 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 not at all. No,
and
no.
You're not the only one to do it, because I remember reading, I was horrified to read a tweet from a trade union official, and it was back in February, and it was pretty serious now at the end of February. People were talking about campaigning to get the Patrick's Day Parade cancelled, and it was cancelled, I think, 2 days later. But a trade union official tweeted, if I get the coronavirus, I'm going to go in and try and infect the cabinet. So,
Well, Joe, for what it's worth, with Nama and any suggestion about wishing it on anybody, we're going through. Thankfully, as a nation, we got together. We're a strong nation. We've battled through better than most countries in the world through the
yeah. But do you see the point? What upset people from what I'm looking at even now is that the Irish people gathered together when the property collapse happened in 2008. And they bailed, and are continuing to, massive taxes. And they bailed out property developers like Johnny Ronan, bailed him out significantly. And now he's back in business, and now that image. And he's entitled to do what he wants to do with his money, and a lot of the work he does in developing the city centre in Dublin is Trojan. But it's just that whole image. It's just the whole image just does not, does not rhyme well with people at the minute. But what I would say is, it is time and chance, and you've been so forthcoming here today and saying you're sorry, and
deeply sorry. I'm happy to do get involved in anything I can do with regard to charity, and I'm sure Johnny Rowan as well. I've asked him to anything we can do for a charity or a fundraiser, anything we can do to help with the situation regarding the particularly the medics and the people, the poor unfortunate people who are in our ICU wards. And do what we can to help the situation. This was all done at the time when the enormity of what's going on.
Have you been talking to Johnny since?
Johnny is a very good friend of mine. Yes.
Yeah. And have you been talking to him since in the last 48 hours?
Oh, sure. He's like myself. He's just totally devastated by it all. Like, it's not Johnny is a very he takes a lot of things, and something like this would hit him to power.
I really appreciate you coming on, Philip, and saying that it's a difficult situation. And the other thing I would say, Philip, I can hear the upset in your voice. I really can from the get go.
Yeah, well, I've upset for 2 nights, Joe. I'll tell you the truth, and
I think you've done a lot here in the last 10 minutes, and I really would stress, Philip, there's enough stress and burdens on people at the moment. Please keep talking to your family. Try and put this behind you ASAP. I think anyone who heard you today would not have a scintilla of doubt in your sincerity about the stupidity of it in a different context. But anyway, Philip,
do not
be too hard on yourself. Yeah. Okay.
Can I just say one thing to your listeners? Yeah. For everybody, and I'm not saying like everybody's under pressure, everybody's under stress, but just do one thing for me: go on to cycleagainstsuicide.com.
Okay.
Have a look in and buddy up. It, the last one in the middle of April, make a call and buddy up to two or three people you know, and give a bit of support to everybody around the country this January. Let's make a positive of it. That's all we can do.
And as I say, we've reached out to Johnny Ronan. And if he wishes to speak, because I think the power of the voice, the human voice, as enunciated by yourself, Philip, makes such a difference. Listen, Philip, go safely.
But Johnny, not dependent on Johnny, but the amount of people knew the amount of work that he does in the background for charities, cycling and all sorts of fundraisers, enormous. You know?
Well, Philip Casty, you go safely, you and your family. Thanks indeed. Stay safe. 51551, wash your hands.